This is going to be a pretty big deal.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Friday. Man, what a week. We had two practices. We had two live practice recaps. We've had a whole week of shows, and then you have the huge announcement yesterday of a little football match in Jordan-Hare Stadium on June 9th that's going to I'll probably set records, I would imagine. We're going to talk about how it benefits Auburn. And will Messi be here? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a particular Eric Winters quote that's really eye-opening. And then we're going to give our Jack Arse of the Week award away. But let's go ahead and jump into it. And I don't want to spend too much time on the details of this soccer match that's going to happen in June, because if you're like me, soccer is cool and all, but like it doesn't really do much for you. If you're like me, that stuff doesn't super get me fired up, but what does get me fired up are ways that it benefits Auburn. Okay. That's my thing. I'm asking, okay, what's in it for me? What's in it for us? What's in it for football, basketball, all that good stuff. And there were several reports yesterday. First off, in case you've been living under a rock, it was announced yesterday that Argentina and Iceland will play a friendly inside of Jordan-Hare on June 9th, which is supposed to draw just an insane crowd. I think tickets go on sale next week. And, you know, if you're into soccer, I mean, worldwide, one of maybe what top five most famous athletes could appear, and I say could, most likely will appear in at least a half. These World Cup rosters, if they intend to play in the World Cup, they have to submit a roster by like the beginning of May. And if your name is on that roster, you're kind of contractually required to play at least a half. So Messi could retire between now and then, but that's not really the common thought, that he's going to retire before the World Cup. Maybe this World Cup will be his last. So really an opportunity for a top five most famous athlete in the whole world to play inside Jordan-Hare, kind of cool. But like I said, what's in it for Auburn? There's a lot of things, but from just strictly an NIL rev share perspective, there were several reports. I saw one in particular from Justin Hokanson that Auburn can earn up to, or maybe even a little bit above, $2 million. And we've talked about the ins and outs of how rev share and NIL above the rev share works, okay? And how you have that hard cap of X amount of dollars, and then anything over that has to be approved, has to be justified, has to run through the NIL clearinghouse and all that good stuff, okay? So very similar to the Baylor game being moved to Atlanta and that $8 to potentially $10 million completely free and clear that gets dropped in the bucket to use in NIL, that's like you can't give that up. This was another opportunity to have up to $2 million, or maybe even a little bit more, free and clear, that doesn't have to go through all the checks and balances, that's just, boom, dropped in the bucket to be able to use for NIL or NIL rev share to pay players, okay? You know what I'm talking about. Let's don't go super-duper technical. $2 million free and clear that you get to use to pay players. That's really big, because think about this. The average deal, okay, the average deal amount that goes through NIL go is like $7,000, okay, that gets approved. So think about that. If a particular player's number is, say, $1 million, guys, that's a lot of $7,000 deals. Now you're in the point where they've got they got more obligations even outside of football and school to just justify their quote-unquote salary. So anytime you get an event like this, it's insanely big because it's just, boom, dropped right in there. You don't got to do anything about it. You just spend it how you see fit. It's also huge, particularly when you're talking about the Baylor game, just the economic impact in Auburn. I know a lot of people were upset about moving that game, and I get it, especially local business owners, the local economy. A ton of people were let down by that. It's a reality, but it was a huge letdown. This has the potential to be bigger than any Auburn game ever. I mean, I know being in Alabama, the World Cup and soccer in general just doesn't quite move the needle. But man, every hotel within like a 50-mile radius will be booked up for this thing. There will be more people outside of the stadium than maybe inside of the stadium. I mean, they're talking about a potential of somewhere in the neighborhood of 250,000 people possibly being here for this game. It's insane. I mean, you're talking restaurants, hotels. The students aren't here at that point in time too. So like summer is just kind of like let's just survive the summer and get to football season type thing for a lot of local businesses. Man, you're just dropping this thing. This is just going to be a bomb dropped right in the middle of dead time, like a rough time as far as local economy goes. It's insane. And here's another thing. I know there's all these narratives. People like to give John Cohen a hard time. People like to give Auburn a hard time for, whatever, as far as leadership goes. This isn't like Argentina picked up the phone and called us on Monday and said, hey, by the way, can we come play a soccer match? We'd like to do that if that's okay with you. We just randomly drew y'all's name out of a hat. I know there's multiple bigger stadiums out there, but like we just want to just give you this venue if you can take it. I don't really think it went down that way. I think this is something that's probably an application process, a lot of hard selling, a lot of proof of concept, a lot of, hey, let me show you infrastructure. Let me show you how we're going to execute this thing. I mean, it's going to be a huge event. It's going to be a massive undertaking. And I'm sure there was a lot of folks involved that had to make sure that Auburn was at the top of the list. You know, it had to be sold. So huge shout out for them. Even though I'm not into it, like I can at least recognize, how big of a deal it is. Like I'm not that ignorant to know all the details that surround this thing, how insanely huge it is to land this thing. I think they're also going to do one at Texas A&M, so they're going to reap a lot of the same type rewards. But hey, could have been. I mean, think of all the other stadiums. There's a lot of them that are bigger than Auburn. Could have gone to Tuscaloosa. Could have gone to Michigan. Could have gone to Ohio State. Could have gone to a lot of different programs. Now, the argument may be, well, they may not need NIL as much as NIL help, rev share help as much as Auburn. I don't know that that's the case. But still, there's a lot of places that they could have gone. They chose Auburn. Auburn sold it. They landed it. Huge deal for everybody, and I think it's going to be big for Auburn Athletics, clearly. I mentioned the details why. So let me know how excited you are about this. There's some tickets they say you're going to get in as cheap as $45. Are you going to go? I think lower bowl, somewhere in the neighborhood of, $300, $350, and I assume the secondary market will be just asinine, just crazy because of how, on a global scale, how big this is and just how many people will just pay to come see Messi, especially if he retires, like one last time I get to lay eyes on him playing at least a half. Like, I think people would go nuts. And heck, they won the World Cup the last go around. So it's like, it's the defending World Cup champs too. Like, I don't want to just say this is like a Messi story. Like, they're pretty good. They're pretty good at soccer, at football, whatever the heck you want to call it. All right. There was a quote from Eric Winters that somehow went unnoticed from me that really shows a stark difference between last year and this year. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika, right off of Pepperell Parkway at the corner of Pepperell and Veterans. Look, if you're like me, every time you go to get your car looked at, you feel like you're just going to be just punched in the face. Like, they're just going to steal all your money. They're going to tell you got to do this, tell you got to do that. But at the end of the day, what you really want is somebody you can trust. And this group of guys and the program, the auto hospitality program, is exactly what you want to be a part of, because it's not about the first visit. It's about the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th visit. Creating that relationship of trust. You get a full 360 inspection every time you go. Check them out. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then, hey, look, if you're going to be about it, be about it. If you're part of the Auburn family, be part of the Auburn family and buy Auburn. Do business with other people in the Auburn family. We're creating a professional network of Auburn-owned businesses. So it's pretty simple. Hey, I'm looking for something in Birmingham. I want to do something with Auburn people. Montgomery, Auburn, Houston, Dallas, Nashville, doesn't matter. If you're an Auburn-owned business in those areas, you want to be on this platform. And then in turn, when the fans that listen to this show are traveling, hey, we're going to go do business with Auburn people wherever we go. So sign up today. If you're a business owner, it's less than a dollar a day. Check it out. It's buyauburn.com. And then if you love the Barn Network shows and you love gear, hey, go to aushirts.com. We're selling a crap load of Boog hats. They're awesome. I wear mine basically every day. We got t-shirts, hoodies, outerwear, coffee mugs, all kind of stuff that will relate back to the show. So check it out, aushirts.com. We'll be back right after this. All right, this quote, I'm going to read this from Eric Winters in regards to like a comparison between last year and this year. And he says, guys are here, and when he's saying here, he's talking about in the facility, all throughout the day, just hanging around and putting in extra work. We want to be here. We want to go play for the guy beside us. You did not have much of that last year. The guys here pushing each other, bonding with each other, and it's different people, not just the same guys. You wake up in the morning and look forward to coming here. Look forward to getting better every day. That's the biggest difference to me. Guys, everybody asks me the same question. What's different? How different is it? Because we feel like anything different from what we were doing should yield positive results. It doesn't guarantee positive results, but clearly what was going on, particularly on offense last year, was not ideal. And he made a very particular point when he talked about, we want to be here, we want to play for the guy beside us. You didn't have much of that last year. Is that not how that offense felt? It just felt like a bunch of dudes. You know what I mean? A bunch of singular guys going out and doing it for them. Defense has always felt like a unit, has always felt like they stretch as a team, they play as a team, they play as – I mean, it was two different teams last year on the same roster. And now you got guys, and he's saying, hey, it's not like it's like the same five or six guys going in there and working together and pushing each other. And, you know, it's the same dudes every single time. Now he's like, every time we come in, it's somebody different too that wants to be get in here and wants to be better. I tell you what is dangerous when you give it to a football team, it's hope, man. When you give a football team hope, they become dangerous. And for the longest time, I don't feel like Auburn's had that. And whatever this Golish staff is doing to instill hope, these kids are believing in it. These guys, I don't want to call them kids, these guys are believing in it. To the point where, hey, I'm going to go do the extra work. Just good things happen when I'm in this facility. I just want to be here. Hope can be dangerous. Doesn't guarantee anything, but it can make a team dangerous because there's just been so very little of it over the past several years. And a lot of these guys have been here, and it's like, man, it's like when you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, man, we got to go to work today. I know probably nothing good's going to come of it, but I got to get up and got to go to work today. And now it's like, man, I can't wait to get there. Something's up. Something feels different. Can't wait to go get and be a part of it. So when you ask me or you ask anyone or anyone asks you what's different, read that quote, man. Read that quote from Eric Winters. Play that quote to them from Eric Winters. Doesn't have to come from you. Let it come from the horse's mouth. It's different. Those guys can feel it. And different doesn't automatically equal wins, but different can give you hope, and hope can be dangerous. So we'll see what happens. It's time for Jack Arse of the Week from Jack Arse Rentals. Go to jackarserentals.com. Use coupon code BARN10 either in person or online when you check out. If you need a boom lift, if you need a scissor lift, you need a skid steer, and you're in the East Alabama, Columbus market, these are your guys. Hey, you may not have the money to invest in the actual equipment, or it may just be, hey, I just need a quick project and I want to kind of DIY it myself. I just don't have the tools. This is your place to go. Jack Arsenal will show them some love. All right, so this one's tough because I feel like snipers and people could rappel through the windows and things like that and take me to and throw me in a hole somewhere when you talk about anything negative in regards to the Masters. But I was really – there's some things and I'm going to sound hypocritical a little bit because I am, for the most part, not this way. But there are some things you just don't screw with. You know, there's some things that don't need fixing. There's some things that are just fine the way they are. And the par three contest at the Masters is one of those things. I don't need different announcers. I don't need anything different. You know what? Just go out there, have the same folks. It's the family. It's the, you let the kids hit the ball in the water. You got wives on the bag. You got friends. You got, again, kids. Like, it's perfect. It doesn't need to be anything different. And I love Pat McAfee. I like Jason Kelce. I like all those guys, okay? I like Kevin Hart. I don't like that in the Masters together. I don't know why we felt like we had to spice up the par three contest. Guys, 2 million-plus people apply for Masters tickets every single year, and they only give out about 90 to 100,000 every year. If you've entered the lot, I know at least a fair number of people listening today have entered that lottery and have never won. And you know what? When June rolls around, guess what you're going to do? You're going to do it again. And in the next June, you're going to do it again. You have like a 1 in 200 chance. I've been lucky enough to win it. Don't know how. Once. You win the lottery for a chance to buy tickets at full price. And 2+ million people do it every single year. You don't got to fix anything. You don't, You don't need to spice anything up. It's good. Some things are just good, man. Some things, I know they say you always got to try to be getting better. You're there, though. Like, with the Masters is there. It's the best. It can't be any better. Like, sometimes I'm just like, man, just pop your chair back and relax, bro. Y'all won. You won life. Y'all figured it out. There's nothing you can do except screw this thing up, because it is absolutely perfect. I'm sure I'll get a lot of hate on that, but like, I didn't like Kevin Hart being silly. He's a great, I love Kevin Hart, but something about him being silly at the Masters just rubbed me the wrong way. Don't care for Pat McAfee being there. I don't know. I love Pat McAfee on College Game Day. I think he's fantastic. I love him on his show. I love him when he does wrestling stuff. The Masters just ain't it. Let the Masters be, guys. Just don't change. Stop screwing around with stuff. You ain't got to fix it. It's perfect. What do y'all think? Am I being a Scrooge McDuck? An old fogey, whatever you want to call it. I don't know, man. Just don't mess with my Masters. I got my green on today. Watched a little bit yesterday. A lot of people, it's funny, they were calling me out. Not calling me out, but it was funny. I was doing the live practice recap, and you could see the reflection. I was watching the Masters and doing the practice recap in the background, and everybody saw it. It's perfect. You cannot beat it. You'll lock in all week, all weekend for this one tournament. May not be another one for the whole rest of the year that you'll do the same thing for. Maybe the Open at St. Andrews is similar, but you got to get up early for that one. I don't know. Just don't screw with it. Guys, great week. A-Day's next week, man. It's going to be fun. So have a lot of shows between now and then and try to keep you guys in the loop. Let me know what you think about everything. Let me know what you think about the soccer match. Let me know what you think about the difference in the team. All that good stuff. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.